2. Critics of the system are just teacher bashers. When did teacher bashing become the new national pastime? Sam Chaltain, former national director of the Forum for Education and Democracy. America hates teachers because America hates learning. How can anyone who tries to instill ideas in the next generation stand a chance in this country that brought us Fox News and reality television? David Cerunian, New York City history teacher. Since a teacher's working conditions are a child's learning conditions, attacking teachers is the same as attacking children. Randy Mousley, president of the United Teachers of Wichita. Governor Romney and a number of folks try to politicize the issue and do a lot of teacher bashing. Barack Obama, U.S. President. Teachers' union officials are the ultimate political animals. The NEA and AFT doled out a combined $19.4 million to the Democratic Party, its candidates, and allies in 2012. In addition, they regularly deliver thousands of volunteers and votes to their anointed candidates at every level of government, and they can always be counted on to lob verbal bombs at Republicans. They can dish it out with the best of them, but they can't take it. When someone criticizes a teacher's union, they often respond by invoking claims of teacher bashing. The trouble is that the current teacher bashing rhetoric plays right into the hands of conservative politicians who want to slash pay and benefits for teachers, wrote Ashley Lauren Samsa, a public school teacher in Illinois. The rhetoric she was referring to included the idea that bad teachers can't be fired because of union contracts. But that's not rhetoric, it's a fact. And it has absolutely nothing to do with cutting pay for teachers. In fact, most conservatives I know agree with me that good teachers should be paid more. Still, the idea that attacking antiquated concepts, like granting tenure to third-grade public school teachers, is somehow equivalent to bashing teachers themselves is very effective. Most teachers are highly respected, even beloved, in their communities. A 2013 Gallup poll revealed that 73% of people have trust and confidence in public school teachers. That number rose to 78% when filtered to respondents under the age of 40. A 2006 Harris poll found similar levels of admiration for public school teachers.